The second session of the 113th Congress is ticking away, and the opportunities to produce meaningful legislation are getting smaller. Federal employees will be saying goodbye to two of their greatest advocates on Capitol Hill. Congressman Frank Wolf and Jim Moran will retire when their current terms are up. They're not running for re-election. Katie Mannix is government affairs representative for the Federal Managers Association, and they are looking at what congressional changes mean for the federal workforce in the coming months. Katie, it's great to have you on the program. This strikes me as interesting because Frank Wolf in particular is the last real Republican advocate, at least in the Capitol D.C. area, for members of Congress members of the federal workforce in a House in particular that looks like it's probably going to stay Republican for a while. Do you have a sense of what you think that might mean for federal employees in the next Congress or two?
It means we have a lot of work to do. We really have to reach out to incoming representatives in the 114th Congress, making sure that they're aware of what the federal workforce does on a daily basis and then how they serve their communities. And it's not just things like, you know, working alongside the military. It's making sure that the elderly get their Social Security checks, veterans are being taken care of, our roads are safe, our food is always being inspected. It's stuff that a lot of times gets looked over, and we want to make sure that everyone's work is fresh in the minds of these incoming representatives, and, you know, making sure that they're fully aware of what's going on in the country.
I talked to a couple of folks during Public Service Recognition Week last week, Katie, and it strikes me that this is an opportunity as we come off of that and people are negotiating on Capitol Hill what the budgets will look like. This is a perfect time for people, especially in the agencies, as much as they possibly can, to detail the things that they do for members of Congress. And yet there seems to be an apprehension to do that. I'm not quite sure why.
Well, I think it's just the general characteristics of those who work in the federal workforce. I've studied, you know, the HR basics of it, and it's always we did this together as a team. It wasn't one sole person, and it's really hard to overcome that because you don't go into the federal workforce, you know, as a hornblower. You go in to try and help your fellow man. So it is an obstacle that we need to overcome. But yeah, you're on the ball with that. We need to, you know, make sure everyone is knowing what's going on and what good works are happening.
Katie, I'm dying on time today, and I'm sorry to cut this interview short.
Oh, no worries.
I would love to talk to you more about this, but to wrap up, is there something, some role that you see organizations like yours playing in continuing as you've done in the past and maybe turning up the volume a little bit in letting people know outside the government space what the government employees do on a daily basis so they can see for themselves?
I know our members love talking to their representatives and senators about what they do. They're always happy to have elected officials come out, you know, to the field offices, military bases, and just give them a lay of the land of what's happening. And also, it's something really nice to see of, you know, what exactly goes on. It kind of demystifies the federal workforce. So definitely reaching out to them about what's going on, just being more vocal. It never hurts to, you know, go out there and tell everyone what's going on.
Katie, it's always great to have you on the program. We'll get you on longer next time. Katie Mannix, Government Affairs Representatives at the Federal Managers Association. My conversation with her up at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth later this afternoon.